With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is taking full responsibility for the inclusion of a magazine journalist in an official social media group during discussions of the recent U.S. attack plan against the Houthis in Yemen. The White House says it is moving forward despite criticism from Capitol Hill Democrats.
President Trump says the chat did not include any classified information.
The main thing was nothing happened. The attack was totally successful.
The president told NBC News it was a glitch, but not a serious one. On the group chat was the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg.
I take responsibility. I built the group.
On Fox News Channel, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says it's embarrassing, but as the president mentioned, the attack on Houthi rebels in Yemen was a success. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Walt says he created the group chat on the platform Signal, where details about the military action to which the editor-in-chief for The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg, managed to gain access. Russia and Ukraine have now agreed to a maritime ceasefire in the Black Sea. The BBC's James Landale has more details.
The United States and Russia and Ukraine, depending on which document you've got, have agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea.
The deal comes after President Trump spoke with leaders from both parties. Separately, Russia has convicted 23 captured Ukrainians on terrorism charges stemming from the fighting in Ukraine in a trial that Kiev is denouncing.
The defendants include 14 current or former fighters of the elite Azov Brigade, which Russia has designated a terrorist group, and 9 women and 1 man who worked as cooks or support personnel. All have been charged with staging a violent coup d'etat and organizing the activities of a terrorist organization. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Israel's housing minister has apologized after sparking political outrage.
Controversy erupted after a video emerged of the Israeli housing minister dancing and singing to an anti-Zionist song at his nephew's wedding. The song, popular with the ultra-Orthodox community, condemns the Israeli government and urges ultra-Orthodox Jews not to enlist in the military. It's a stance that has caused tension between secular and religious factions in Israel. The minister later issued an apology. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A bill has been introduced in Sierra Leone that would decriminalize abortion in the West African nation. Tens of thousands of women and girls attempt to self-terminate their pregnancies there every year in Sierra Leone, which has one of the highest teenage pregnancy rates in the entire world. Some Muslim and Christian leaders have denounced the current bill as ungodly and, quote, hellish. The government says it expects a vote in parliament in coming weeks. This is SRN News. A painting of Donald Trump hanging with other presidential portraits at the Colorado State Capitol will be taken down after Trump claimed that his was purposefully distorted. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Colorado Republicans raised more than $10,000 through a GoFundMe account to commission the oil painting, which was unveiled in 2019. Republican Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen said that he requested for Trump's portrait to be taken down and replaced with one that depicts his contemporary likeness. The portrait was installed alongside other paintings of U.S. presidents. Before the installation, a prankster placed a picture of Russian President Vladimir Putin near the spot intended for Trump. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In its latest report card for the nation's roads, the American Society of Civil Engineers says the state of U.S. infrastructure has improved, but just a little, and the overall grade is a C. It's better than the string of Ds and a rare C- issued previously. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.